This is the Jack Del Rio Show.
Jack Del Rio Show.
On the Jacksonville Jaguars Radio Network. The Jack Del Rio Show is sponsored in part by Carrie Limousine, Community First Credit Union, Ticket Exchange, Wachovia, Sonny's Barbecue, and by Everbank. Now, to get things started, here's the voice of the Jaguars,
the voice,
Brian Sexton.
Good evening and welcome to the Jack Del Rio Show. Week 2 of the National Football League season in front of us, week 1 in the rearview mirror, but we'll spend a couple of minutes on the Jaguars' 24-17 victory over the Broncos on Sunday. Look forward to a trip west to see the San Diego Chargers this coming Sunday. By the way, that is a 4:15 Eastern Time kickoff for those of you who will be here in the East, which means it's a 1:15 kickoff for those of us who are headed west. Phone number this evening, as it always is, 355-NFL-1, 355-6351. If you are listening to our flagship station, News Talk Radio WOKV. If you're listening on the internet or across our network, it's 800-355-NFL-1. You can join us via Twitter, at Jags Voice. And, of course, we'd love to have you participate. Bring in the head coach of the Jaguars here as we get things rolling this evening. Coach, congratulations.
Thank you.
1-1 right out of the gate, and I know that's important to you. And I guess it may be a subtle little thing, but starting the season 1-0 is so much better than starting 0-1 because you're working from a position of strength.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a first opportunity. It was nice to come out of the gate with the win here at home. It's hugely important that we do well. We've talked about wanting to start fast, and as a football team, you know, the teams that come out of the gate put themselves in the best position. It doesn't guarantee anything.
No.
It's nice to knock the first one down.
Exactly.
And listen, we're busy right now preparing for the second opportunity, going out, you know, this weekend out to San Diego and traveling out west, wanting to exercise that demon.
Sure.
And put that all to rest and move on as a football team.
355 NFL, one coach, when you look at your team, you know, we can talk about David Garrard's performance, about Mercedes Lewis' performance. Sorry, I had Tony Gonzalez on the brain.
I thought you were going to say Tony Baselio.
No. I was going to say Tony Gonzalez because I was thinking of the top tight ends in the game, and your guy last week really looked like that. We talk about a lot of those different things. When you went back and you looked at the tape, because everybody's read about it on the internet, in their newspaper, heard about it on the radio, what stood out that perhaps has not been brought to the forefront? Was there a guy who really played well that we haven't talked about?
Well, I have to be honest. I haven't spent a whole lot of time
determining
who has been talked about.
Maurice Drew, David Garrard.
I think there were some obvious positives,
right.
And I don't want to bore you with them.
No, go ahead.
I think there were some obvious positives. I think the fact that we were offensively able to run the ball. People wanted to say, you know, are you going to be able to run it at all? Is Maurice going to be able to run it at all? Because he hadn't in the preseason,
right.
And we've said yes, we think we will, and we left some run yardage out there. We've got to be better at it, but it was a good start, and we got him close to 100. Like to have got him over 100, and where we needed to get is on that last drive, that 4-minute drive. When we give the other team the ball back, we have exposure there, and we don't want to have that exposure. Now we end up making a great play, and as a football team, we came out of that game with a victory. But when we have the ball with 4 minutes left in a ball game and a lead, we don't want to give it back.
All right. How did Justin Smiley and Greg Jones perform on Sunday?
They did a nice job. I thought it was a solid start. You know, Smiley brings a lot of energy. You know, you watch him play now. You see him flying around the field.
He runs well.
He runs well. He moves, you know, moves freely. And you can just feel his energy. And Greg Jones, he had some jackhammers. I mean, he had some nice blocks in the game. And so it was a good start. I mean, it was a real good start for us.
Credit to the offensive line. It looked like David had plenty of time to throw. Didn't take a lot of hits, was able to stand in the pocket, do what he wanted to do.
Well, I think it was a solid start. You know, don't want to give up the sack, gave up one, did not like giving up that sack. And so, you know, we're not happy that we did give up that one. I am pleased the fact that, you know, David did have a chance to look down the field some, and we need him to be able to do that. So, you know, protecting our quarterback and getting after theirs is going to be key for us all year. I think, you know, a general term, and, you know, when you're plus two in turnovers, that's a good sign for your football team. We did not turn it over and got two. And then sacks, you know, when you're only sacked once, and we don't want to be sacked at all, but when you give up a sack and then you're able to get three, you know, you're in positive territory there on both of those critical factors, and that's good for your football team.
Sacks are important, but pressure is obviously even more important.
did you feel like you got the kind of pressure you were looking for all game long?
Well, we did, in particular from Aaron Campman. I think he was, you know, very relentless in his pursuit of the quarterback. I thought Tyson was solid. Yeah, we did some things schematically to go after the quarterback a little bit and wanted to disrupt the timing of what they were trying to do. You know, for the most part, it was pretty solid. I thought, you know, look, we can't let the ball go over the top of our head. I mean, you know, to end the first half the way we did when it's 7-0, we've got a lead, took a chance, went for it on fourth down, and kept the drive alive, and then went down and scored. And then with, you know, 40 seconds left or whatever it was, we give up a cheap touchdown over the top of our heads. I mean, that's inexcusable. I mean, you cannot allow that to happen. So that put us in a tough situation. And, you know, fortunately, we were able to rebound from that.
Any questions worth asking about Derek Cox at this point, or is it just a matter of him getting back out on the practice
field? No, it's because it's not about any one person. You know, I mean, it's I stopped the press conference the other day. I mean, I didn't stop it, but I kind of made note. I said, look, there was really arguably one thing that was negative coming out of the game. That's all you guys want to talk about. I mean, right. Come on. I mean, you know, let's keep things in perspective. The young man had a tough afternoon, and we expect him to be back at practice ready to bounce back from that. And look, in the end, we're going to play the best guys, you know, and the guys give us a chance to win the game. But it's not about any one person.
Right.
And it was a team effort. I thought all three phases contributed to the victory. I thought the fans contributed to the victory. I thought the fans were outstanding. And as I said last week, I think as our football team performs and I think people see the genuine intent of our roster, I mean, our guys are committed. They're going to give it up every week. They're going to give you everything they have. I think the fans are going to identify with that. I really do. And hopefully this thing can really ignite for us.
Well, the Jaguars won on Sunday, headed to San Diego next Sunday. And, folks, you all win at Sonny's Real Pit Barbecue when the Jaguars win. You get a free barbecue pork sandwich with your game day ticket stub on a Monday or a Tuesday. So get there tonight after the Jaguars win. And all participating Sonny's Real Pit Barbecue restaurants. More to come with the head coach on the Jack Del Rio Show on the Jaguars Radio Network.
To talk to Coach Del Rio, dial 355-NFL1 or 1-800-355-NFL1. Now, back to the show. Here's Brian Sexton.
Welcome back to the Jack Del Rio Show. Brian Sexton along with your head coach of the 1-0 Jaguars headed to San Diego. Did you stay up late and watch a bit of that game in Kansas City last night? You played in Kansas City, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
That was an old Kansas City crowd. They've been gone for a couple of years. They're back. That was you're going to get a heck of an environment when you head there now in October. But that was a great environment. Did you stay up and watch it? And two, how much can you get from a television broadcast watching another team?
Well, yes, and quite a bit.
Really?
Not as much as when you have it on game tape and
exactly.
You can rewind it as much as
the whole
as you
22,
like.
Right.
But no, it was good. I mean, I thought the Chiefs came out very energized. I thought San Diego's defense in particular came out right away, three and out. I mean, they did a nice job early in that ball game. Two good football teams. I thought the special teams plays that Kansas City made really kind of broke the game open. But
they sure enough did.
A lot of energy.
Sam Osgood that much out in San Diego.
A lot of energy, and I don't remember seeing so many games. You know, rain and lightning delayed, and I mean, it just
not just Jacksonville.
I mean, all over,
yeah.
All over, a lot yesterday and or Sunday,
last
but,
couple of days,
yeah. So anyway, so we definitely took in the game what we could once we were done with our work.
Obviously, today's a big day for you guys to really start breaking down that tape. But I know Mercedes Lewis was our guest last night on Jaguars All Access, which airs tonight because of the early games, and he was talking about how he was going to go home
right. And
sit in front of it and watch it as well. So I imagine a lot of your players were.
Absolutely. No, we you know, I challenge our guys to make sure that the preparation that we put in is top-notch, and that's every game. And obviously the next opportunity for us to go out, in particular to the West Coast, where we had nightmarish results last year, we've got to right that ship right away.
I know you evaluate everything. You leave no stone unturned in the offseason. Can you point to anything that, besides the game, I mean, because now you're going out on Saturday this year, I mean, can you point to anything about the West Coast trips that you definitely have to do different this year to achieve your result?
You just have to play better.
That's
no,
it?
I mean, that's it.
Okay.
You know, so, no.
Because that'll be an analyzed story this week.
Yeah, sure. I mean, everybody has their opinion on what it is. But, you know, for us, look, we tried going out, having plenty of time to adjust and all that, and didn't play well at all. So, look, we're going to go in, we're going to land, go to meetings, go to bed, wake up, get tape, go play. And I expect to play well.
Because yeah, you're staying on your schedule for the most part. By the time you get to the hotel, it'll be about time for your meetings.
That's right.
And you stay on the East Coast schedule. It's a 4 o'clock game East Coast time. So
the Saturday afternoon, instead of watching college football and relaxing on a couch, is going to be spent traveling.
Yeah.
So deal with it. And then when we get there, you know, go to meetings, go to bed, and let's get ready to play.
355-NFL-1, 800-355-NFL-1. Let's grab Steve across the river from Arlington. First call of the night here to the Jack Del Rio Show. Steve, good evening and welcome.
How y'all doing? Congrats, Coach, on a nice opening day win. It was fun to be there on Sunday.
Hey, Steve, thank you. Appreciate it, and thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Absolutely. Just wondering how, with the weather, I think that the weather last night affected San Diego's game a whole lot more than a lot of people realize. And how does that affect your ability to game plan for the upcoming game this week? And I'll take your answer off the air. Good luck, Coach.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate the call. Well, you know, you can't hide from the fact that in the NFL you're going to deal with different, and in football in general, you're going to deal with different elements. You know, you're going to play games early in the year. They're going to be hot. They're going to be sometimes in thunderstorms. When you get to late in the year, you're going to play in the elements of the cold and snow possibly and things like that. And that's just part of football. And unless you're playing in a dome stadium, and then you're going to deal with other things like the noise that you're going to hear and, you know, all those things. So dealing with maybe different roof structures and the lighting and all that kind of stuff. So there's always something that is part of it. And I think you just deal with it. You understand what's coming. You prepare yourself the best you can, and then you go compete. So, you know, San Diego typically doesn't have...
I was about to say, are there ever any elements out there?
Sometimes it's just so beautiful.
Yeah.
68
degrees for the high on Sunday is what they're saying.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be a great day. It'd be a great day. Typically it is out there year-round.
Yeah, it was just, I mean, you played down there. You know what Southern California is all about.
Yeah, usually it's usually you're getting good weather. But so in terms of preparation, I mean, look, they're a good football team. They've won a lot of games over the last several years, and, you know, we're looking forward to this opportunity.
Let's go back to your special team since we barely touched on that in the opening block. You know, you had two young guys that were just putting up long return after long return in the preseason in Kareem and McGee. Sunday you put in Tyquan Underwood, and he rips off a couple of 47-yard returns. And I think we can talk about all of the talented return men, but we should probably at least spend a minute on the guys up front blocking, because it doesn't seem to matter who's out there returning it. There are lanes for those guys to exploit.
Well, it was a good beginning. You know, we worked hard at that phase. We really want to become more explosive. I do believe it can help our football team. We want to play a complementary brand of football, where special teams, offense, and defense complement each other, and your football team functions at a high level. So certainly those returns were huge in the ball game. They gave our offense great field position. We're able to go down and get points. And I do think that you're bringing up a good point. You know, Russ Purnell, Nate Katzer, the two coaches involved, have done a nice job utilizing the guys they have, and Montel Owens and Kasim Osgood and, you know, Will Middleton. There's several guys on those squads that are very, very good special teams players. And look, the key is it doesn't matter if you have like a group that's known to be good or thought to be good. You have to go out and play well. And I thought they did.
355-NFL-1. Let's take another break. When we come back, we'll grab Junior from Buffalo, New York, and Trina up on the north side of Jacksonville. But first, you can test drive the new 2011 Ford Super Duty, the new 2011 Ford Mustang, or the all-new Ford Fiesta, only at your local Southern Ford dealers. More to come with the head coach of the Jaguars after this quick pause. You're listening to the Jack Del Rio Show on Jaguars Radio.
To talk to Coach Del Rio, dial 355-NFL-1 or 1-800-355-NFL-1. Now, back to the show. Here's Brian Sexton.
Well, when you're looking for department store style at discount prices, look no further than your neighborhood Stein Mart. 6 Jacksonville locations, Stein Mart offers you more fashion and less price. Brian Sexton back with the head coach, and as promised, we travel to Buffalo, New York, where Junior is standing by. Hello, Junior. What's going on tonight?
How you doing, Brian? How you doing, Coach?
Good.
Good. Hey, Junior.
Greetings from Buffalo. I just want to say, first off, great start to the season. and the moves that were made in the draft and the offseason to revamp the defensive line really paid dividends for us on Sunday. Let's just hope that keeps on for the rest of the season. The only concerns I just see is this, it's just me, is that the offense still taking a little bit more time to get there, to get firing. I don't know if it was just pregame jitters or if it was just 100 degrees at the on the field that Sunday took a, and just seems to me take a little bit more time to get them firing. And secondary, again, like you explained at the beginning of your show, I still think the secondary is just a little bit sketchy for me. And just if anything is many moves that might be made that that could change our tempo and just get those just to see how we can defend on those third and long situations. But thank you, and I'll listen to your comments.
Okay, appreciate the call, Junior. Thanks for
the breath.
Thanks for the support coming
so
up there.
Excited to talk to you
from Buffalo, New York. Appreciate it. Well, first off, in terms of starting fast, I don't really care to look for alibis as to why it didn't happen sooner, but we've got to have a better start coming out of the gate. And, whether it be, not functioning properly, making a poor decision blocking, whatever it may be, we've got to be able to generate, production there to start a ball game. Got to be able to move the ball and score points. And so we're going to need that. I mean, we're going to need that. We're going to need to improve in that area, no question about it. In terms of defensively, it's real simple. I mean, we've got to play well as a unit, and part of that is, is being sound and solid, and cannot let things go over the top of us easily. Look, it's not like you're going to go an entire season and not have something go over the top of you, but it can't be done haphazardly. It can't be done easily. It can't be a nonchalance about it. It's got to be battling and scratching and clawing and doing everything you can to do your job on our defensive unit. And, we're working toward getting that. And we've had that in spurts and more often in our opener than probably at any time last year, frankly, in terms of the type of effort we're looking for. And we just need to see more of that. I want to see it on every play. And we're striving for that.
What'd you see from your linebackers? These are three guys that we didn't see together very often in August. You get them back on the field. I know they're three talented guys. What was your evaluation of the way that they played on Sunday?
Well, I thought they played well. Justin Durant is very solid. Kirk Morrison, very solid. Darryl Smith was excellent.
Very good, yeah.
I think he's a great football player. He actually, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to announce it or not, but I did receive, just before coming in, news that he was voted AFC Defensive Player of the Week.
So well deserved.
Thought I'd share that on the
exactly.
our show tonight.
Stopped a drive with a forced fumble on Kurrell Buckhalter, and then of course ended the game. So
and had eight or nine tackles, whatever it was. So,
terrific football player.
Good football player, stepped up big in big moments in that ball game. So overall the linebackers played well.
355 NFL 1. Trina's up on the north side of Jacksonville. Hello, Trina. Welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hi, good. Trina. Good.
I just wanted to make a comment about David Jones when we acquired him from Cincinnati about 2 weeks ago. When he was put in nickelback when Cox was struggling, what did you think about his contribution? I thought he did awesome, and it was wonderful to see somebody with the teams that was short of time make such a huge effort and show positive forward motion for our Jag.
Amen. I love it, Trina. I can't believe you're on the detail like that. That's outstanding. So yes, David Jones, who's only been with us a week. I mean, this is the second week. I mean, he just got here, and he really got here and put his bags down and started meeting with coaches and started learning our system. And there is some carryover in terms of terminology with some of the things that they do in Cincinnati with Marvin Lewis and I both coming from a similar coaching tree. So there was some benefit there. But he came in and really embraced and looked at what his role would be to be able to get on the field right away and worked at it. And then went out in practice and did some good things. And we said, hey, we've got to get this guy up. And this guy's got the ability to help us. And sure enough, we called on him on Sunday, had to have it, and turned to him. And he played well. Didn't bat an eye. Went after things the way we hoped he would and helped us. And so, you know, look, Monday in front of the team, I gave him an attaboy. You know, what that is, Trina, if you're still listening, is you give a player that's not quite a game ball winner, but you give him a pat on the back and say, attaboy, and you acknowledge him in front of the team. And I did that, and the team responded because they know that he stepped up in a big way and helped us on short notice. So that kind of stuff is great for your football team, and so I'm real proud of what he did with that. And then now we'll just let him compete and see how it plays out. But you know, he's definitely earned a spot, and we will remember very fondly the effort he gave us in week one.
Appreciate the phone call, Trina. We break here at the bottom of the hour. Return with more of the Jack Del Rio Show after this on the Jaguars Radio Network.
To talk to Coach Del Rio, dial 355-NFL1 or 1-800-355-NFL1. Now, back to the show. Here's Brian Sexton.
Well, this is Sports Mania today for your chance to win the ultimate Jaguars game day experience, a limo ride, club seats, and Sky Lounge tailgate party for the Jaguars-Colts game. Register for free at the closest Sports Mania in Jacksonville. Brian Sexton back with the head coach. Are you talking about the Detroit play again?
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny how
don't get me in trouble now.
No.
I've already talked enough about that thing.
All right.
Okay, but let's review it one more time. Let's review it one more time. Wait, let's just... 2 feet down.
Right.
Butt down.
Right.
Then roll over and put your hand on the ground with the ball.
Right.
And it rolls out of your hand.
It's preposterous. I understand.
Wait. Let me get this straight. You can reach across. You can take 2 steps, reach across an imaginary plane, have the ball knocked out of your hands, which really should be a fumble.
Right.
All right. But no, it crossed the plane,
so it's
a touchdown. Yet you can take 2 steps, land on your butt, roll over on the ball, and then it rolls away, and that's not a touchdown. Okay.
How long do you think it will take them next offseason to correct it? Or why not correct it now?
There was, look, a
change of point of emphasis on it.
Got a memo today clarifying that was exactly how it should be called.
Well, that, yeah, I mean, if you're going to go by the letter of the law, well, if that's the rule. But
don't get me in trouble, Brian.
Oh, no, you can do that on your own.
I just replayed what exactly happened.
All right. Well, then can I ask you about the first play of the fourth quarter on the sideline there when Brandon Lloyd caught the ball but his knees were out of bounds?
Oh, yeah, land out of bounds, call it good.
I don't get it. All right, let's not get you a $5,000 fine. 355-NFL1, 355-6351. And let's grab Andrew, who joins us from Mandarin. Andrew, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jags voice and Coach Del Rio, long time listener, first time caller.
All right, Andrew, what's going on tonight? How you doing?
Not much, just, you know, soaking this big win. And I was rewatching the game today at home, and after Scobie's field goal, you kind of jumped when that cannon shot off, and, you know, it kind of made me chuckle a little bit. But my real question is, you know, it goes back to last year, too. Mycense Walker had that catch against the Titans, and, you know, he said he possessed the ball when it was clearly stripped out. So, you know, I think mainly Calvin Johnson should have got a touchdown because he mainly placed the ball on the ground to celebrate, not so much it went out of his hand. So,
right.
But I'll take the call off the air. So, feel the feel.
All right, thank you. Thanks, Andrew. Thanks for the call. Do appreciate it. Yeah, that actually, the Mike Sims-Walker touchdown that was incorrectly not overturned, which it should have been, they actually left it a touchdown, if I'm not mistaken. And it was a touchdown. I mean, if we're playing in the park right now,
right,
and you saw that play, you'd say, yeah, nice catch.
Right.
Touchdown. Well, same thing with the one we saw Sunday. Well, but that by the letter of the law,
right,
it is not. So, evidently, we need to rewrite that law. But until we do, they're going to officiate it, and they're going to call it based on the letter of the law, which is what they should do.
Right.
All right, so there's no disagreement there. However, the cannon. Let's go back to that. That scared the heck out of me.
Me too.
Look, because I was worried about lightning. There was lightning in the area.
Right.
And when the cannon went off, I thought a bolt of lightning was about to hit me. I almost hit the deck. Now, I got to tell you,
it's not quite.
Hey, kids!
It's not quite the cannons on the ship in Tampa.
It wasn't rolling. It wasn't rolling like that. It was a boom. I mean, I mean, it really came off, and it did scare me. So,
I've never heard that you were scared before.
Yeah, lightning. Lightning terrifies me. I'm the first in.
By the way,
yes.
First 15 years, one delay. Last 5 weeks, 3 delays.
For Lightning.
Yeah. Go figure.
Well, I think the league is finally doing the right thing, because really the players, coaches, and fans are all at risk when we're out there playing on a field when there is lightning in the area. I think they're doing the right thing.
I don't know this for sure, but I've got to believe that's probably the first lightning delay in Broncos history. I don't think they were quite ready for go into the locker room, sit for 30 minutes, come back out, and start playing again.
They were happy, though, when it was 30 degrees cooler.
Well, yeah, there's an upside to that for sure. You've got a bunch of young men, and I don't know if there's any ladies in there, but young men who are here from where, Coach? Give us the laydown.
Hey, guys, how you doing? Come on, you got to speak up. Come on over here and tell our radio audience where you're from. Come on, step up right here. You're up, young man. Come on. Go ahead. Tell them right here. Where are you from?
We're from Naval Station Mayport.
All of you.
And how come you're here tonight?
For the Jack's Pack program.
All right.
That's a group that you've put together. And what are you doing?
We're going to get together once a month. We're going to have some fun. And tonight we're having a little kickoff event. These young men are going to tour the facility and visit with some nice people, and including me at some point. I'll try to be nice, and we've got some little gifts for them, and we're going to have a fun night. And then once a month we'll do something different.
And these are young men who have a parent who's deployed right now, right?
These young men and women, I think, and some there's some girls here.
Yeah.
They're just girls. There are young men and women are here, and their parents are deployed. One, or in some cases both. One, either father or mother, or in some cases both. And it's a little initiative from the foundation where we're going to get together and share some time. Let them know we love them, and spend a little time outside of football, just kind of. It's Jack's Pack. It's my pals.
How long did it take you when you first got here to realize what a great Navy town this really is?
Immediately.
Yeah.
It's a great town, and these youngsters have parents that are giving it up for us. They're making the ultimate sacrifice for us out there every day, and for us to be able to do something, bring them in, and let them see what the coach does on Tuesday nights on the radio show. You can dig in and have some of that shrimp if you guys want.
The Seabest folks have been here. I should have mentioned that a long time ago.
But
there won't be any left for us after the show.
Glad to have them.
Go get it, guys.
Glad to have them, and it's a treat for me to have them here.
Well, it's a treat for them. It's a treat for everyone. Congratulations. It looks like a great program. So we're going to see groups, or this same group is going to come back.
This same group. These are my buddies.
Good for you. Lucky young men. Thanks for joining us tonight. We'll take a break. Come back more with the Jack Del Rio program right after this. You're listening on Jaguars Radio.
To talk to Coach Del Rio, dial 355-NFL1 or 1-800-355-NFL1. Now, back to the show. Here's Brian Sexton.
Folks, Jaguars fans, you can check out the Fan Zone section of Jaguars.com and see how you can win Jaguars tickets and some great Jaguars merchandise. Just look for the list of participating Parts House Car Care Centers. The Parts House, official sponsor of the Jacksonville Jaguars, back with the head coach. And this group has grown dramatically.
It's grown,
You have a lot of friends.
We've got 25 here tonight.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
And they're all snapping.
And they're all in the room, yeah.
Yeah. They're enjoying this. They got pizza.
Can we make a little noise? Come on, make a little noise.
There we go. All right.
You, Joe.
We're going to
go
Jaguars
from everybody? On
the
count of three. 1, 2, 3.
Go Jaguars!
You can do better than that.
We got to do better than that, huh, Joe?
Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Go Jaguars!
That'll send a VU meter through the roof.
All right.
All right.
Welcome,
everybody. Nice to have you. Back with the head coach. You've got a couple of questions from the Twitter sphere.
Okay.
At Jags Voice is how you participate. We've got one from Scott One, who says, could you ask the coach if he's optimistic about his return men and the general health of his team?
Okay. Yes, I am optimistic. Both return men are returning to practice. I think even Scotty, I think last week he caught a few punts, but he didn't really run around much. Deji returned last week to practice. So, yes, and we didn't come out of the game with any serious, significant injuries. So,
and that's big.
God's blessed us thus far to start the year with health, and the football team is able to work, and that's important for a young team.
Your buddy Rex Ryan up in New York lost his big man in the middle today, the big defensive tackle that you had
Chris
in Carolina.
Chris Jenkins.
Yeah, gone for the season with that knee injury again. And Bob Sanders
shame.
Is gone with a
torn He's a great
bicep.
Player. Chris is a great player. I had him in Carolina for the 1 year, and he's a great player.
Yeah,
that's sad to hear.
Absolutely. Big injuries around. So winning is great, and winning with no major injuries is even better, ladies and gentlemen.
Sure.
So there you go, at Jags Voice, if you'd like to participate in the program, 355-NFL-1. Let's grab Jason from the West Side. Jason, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. You almost take that lightning for Tyquan Underwood, man. He had some tiny wheels, but they were sure moving.
That's true.
Line of night.
It was nice to see that. And, you know, there's a couple of things that just stuck out to me I want to mention real fast. You know, at the end of the game when Darryl Smith intercepted that ball, for a young player like William Middleton to have the wherewithal to tell him to get down, which Darryl I'm sure was fixing to do, but for him to do that, that stuck out to me. And it shows me a lot about the team and where they're at mentally. I mean, I think they're just really focused, and that's a credit to you guys. And but the one thing I want to talk about was Kasim Osgood. One reason I think San Diego lost last night was because he wasn't there, and I heard a beat writer from San Diego say that today. And you know, they really missed him, and I'm just glad he's on our team. And I was just going to ask you, Coach, and I'll take it off the air, but what's missing, or what has been maybe in the past and maybe not now, in his receiver game as far as being a consistent wide receiver? What's been missing from his game, and is possibly Coach Monken able to find that and help him maybe fix whatever that is? So thanks, Coach.
Okay, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. It was Jason, right?
Yes, Jason on the West Side.
Thank you, Jason. Well, you know, first of all, I think what Kasim brings is tremendous positive energy. I mean, this is a guy that comes to work every day. He's got a smile on his face. He does all the dirty work and never bats an eye. And he's a bigger guy, which allows him to be a mismatch on special teams. And so he does a great job there. And then as a receiver, there's some things that he can do based on his size, speed, and ability that it's tough to defend. And, you know, the other day, that was an example of one where David went to him. Really, the safety had pretty good position on him, but he was a bigger guy, and David put the ball in the money, and Kasim's able to go up and make the catch and then kind of go through the tackle and get into the end zone. So those are the kinds of things that we can do with him. And, you know, for us, we just want to do everything we can with the guys we have here and try and, you know, build the best football team we can. And, you know, maximizing our abilities is what we're all about. I think Kasim's a guy that, with the way he approaches things, the energy he brings, positive, willingness to do anything, yeah, all those things are real positive for a football team.
We're due for a break, ladies and gentlemen. Season ticket holders, use your Jaguars rewards card. When you purchase at least 10 gallons of gate gasoline, you'll get $2 in Jag Bucks back. For details, jaguars.com. More to come right after this on the Jaguars Radio Network.
To talk to Coach Del Rio, dial 355-NFL-1 or 1-800-355-NFL-1. Now, back to the show. Here's Brian Sexton.
355-NFL-1, 355-6351. We're talking about the fourth down.
Somebody's got a question.
Yeah,
let them ask.
So let's go right at it. Ray's at Jack's Golf and Country Club. Hello, Ray. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Coach, I've got three club seats, and I've had season tickets, and I respect you as a coach and your knowledge, but, my God, I can't figure where your head was when you called that fourth and inches. You had, let me tell you why. You had nothing to gain except the first down. You still had 60 yards to go to score. Okay, and you had everything to lose. Why did you make and why did you make the call, and why didn't you sneak Garrard 3 inches?
Well,
and I'll take it off the air.
Okay, Ray. Thanks,
Ray.
Thanks for the call, and I appreciate the fact that you have seats, and it just shows you that we're going to take questions, and maybe not all of them are going to be agreeing with the coach, and that's okay. And Ray, I respect your opinion. That's your opinion. And if you were the head coach, you'd get the chance to do what you wanted to do with your football team. But for me, it was what I believed was the right thing at the right time. We did not execute, so it did not look good. And look, that all falls on me. And believe me, I know that. I understand that if it goes well, nobody's going to say anything.
Right.
And if it doesn't go well, everybody's going to want to ask me about why did I do something so damn dumb.
Yeah.
And so I understand that. But I really believe that it was the right call. And it was the right time for the right call, and we just didn't end up coming up with it.
Coach, a good play is one that works, and a bad play is one that doesn't.
That's certainly one that is going to be second-guessed, and I
right.
know that.
But
in fact, you did just a minute ago, Ray.
Well, yeah,
Ray, the voice also is on your side. So,
well, I asked during the broadcast, I said to Jeff, I said, do you make this move? And he said, no, I don't make this move. Most, you know, but that's who
that's
Jeff
okay.
is.
That's right. I've got to be true to who I am.
Exactly.
And I'm going to be, And I am going to do that.
Right.
And I am going to be who I am, and I'm going to coach what I believe is right. And part of that is in that situation taking that risk.
All right. Now, a good play works, a bad play doesn't. Why not sneak the quarterback? Isn't there more risk?
That's a better question.
Well, isn't there more risk in giving the ball to Maurice Drew a yard deep to getting there than taking a 240-pound quarterback and pushing?
Yes.
Was that Jamal Williams' presence on the nose?
Yeah, didn't help.
Yeah.
He's a pretty big, strong guy.
He's a big guy.
I believe there are other options that would have been favorable based on the alignment the defense had that would have probably given us a better percentage opportunity to win that down.
Sure.
And so, look, that's part of it. You know, that is part of it. And you know, I didn't get many questions about going for it earlier in the end of the first half when we actually, you know, kind of went down and scored. So anyway, I understand that. Great question. Thank you, Ray, for the call. It generates some
fun.
Nice discussion.
Exactly. Yeah. Appreciate it. We have one more break. We'll take it with the coach and then let him catch up with those kids from Mayport here with Jack's Pack this evening after this quick timeout on Jaguars Radio. Welcome back to the Jack Del Rio Show. Before we wrap things up, let's grab Mandy, who joins us from Ponte Vedra Beach. Hello, Mandy. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi, Jack. Am I on the air?
Hey, yes, Mandy. Ma'am. You're on.
Okay. Hi, Jack. Really quick, I met you a long time ago. I was dating a guy that was best friends with Michael Cangelosi, your son-in-law. Anyhow, you were gracious enough to let us stay in the suite, in your suite, for the Florida-Georgia game. My question for you is about the Del Rio Foundation.
Uh-huh.
I've been looking to volunteer some time. And so my question is, how can I best do that with the foundation? What is its main purpose?
Okay. Well, we have several initiatives to help underserved children in the area. And we've got one big one where we're with the Jacksonville Sports Medicine Program where we've donated money and we'll be a part of them getting athletic trainers on the fields in Duval County schools this year. That was a big one. And then we've got this initiative with Mayport, and we're doing this this Jack's Pack, and we've got children here tonight that are part of that. And there'll be an event in the spring. We're just not going to do one this fall as far as fundraising. Really what we've done is donated money, time, and effort to the community. So in the future, there'll be an opportunity to get involved and donate some time if you want to be a part of that and any fundraising efforts and things like that. Why don't you call, if you would, just call the office and ask for my assistant. Deidre's her name, and give her your information, Mandy, and we'll make sure that we contact you when we have an event. I appreciate the call.
I do that. Thanks, and good luck.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Mandy. Certainly appreciate it. All right, off to San Diego this week. A couple of days of practice before we go there.
Big game. For me, we've got to go ahead and show people that that this football team knows how to travel west and play a game, and we've got to go out there, get taped up, and go play. So I'm looking for a real workmanlike atmosphere, going out there taking care of business.
Guys, come back tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday. Obviously, big days. Real quick thought: we talked about Phillip Rivers. We talked a little bit about their defense. How about that running back, the rookie running back? I know he fumbled, but Ryan Matthews looks like a big challenge, big hand.
Yeah, no, he's a big, strong guy, does a nice job. He's a guy that seems to get better with more carries.
Right.
He'll be somebody we've got to contend with.
Head coach Jack Del Rio. Good night, coach.
All right, good night.
Talk to you next week, folks, right here on the Jack Del Rio Show.
This has been the Jack Del Rio Show. Join us again next Tuesday night at 6 for your chance to talk to the head coach. The Jack Del Rio Show is a presentation of the Jacksonville Jaguars Radio Network.